An investigation in Arizona has determined there was more than a half hour of radio silence just before 19 firefighters perished in a raging wildfire.
There was a period there that we don't know. We don't have all the information we gathered at this time leaves that gap in that approximately 30-minute time frame.
Jim Corrals is the lead investigator. He did not say whether this was avoidable. The 19 who died were members of the Granite Mountain Hotshots team. A pastor in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Reverend Ronald Harris Sr., was shot and killed as he was preaching at a revival service. Woodrow Carey has been arrested.
He shot him twice. He shot him once when he entered the church, and when Harris fell to the ground, he walked over to him and shot him at close range and then fled the church on foot.
The Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Kim Myers, who says they don't have a motive yet for the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. It's a special day. It's our fifth anniversary on
the air. Fifth anniversary is next week.
Well,
it's next week.
We're not going to be here next week.
I know.
So just shut up. You're ruining the moment.
I'm not ruining the moment.
What a buzzkill.
Sorry.
Anyways, it's almost our fifth anniversary. And next week is...
Andy's not going to be here for our anniversary either.
Next week is our 17th wedding anniversary. And I want to congratulate you on marrying the man of your dreams.
Thanks.
We've got... That was tepid.
Is it really 17?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you not?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, no beer for you today.
Okay.
All right. So we've got a cool show. Mm-hmm. Our friend Cassandra Van Hooser, who's the director of tourism for Talbot County, Maryland, is up here with a bunch of friends, Buddy Harrison Jr. and Megan Miller and Shannon Dill. And we're going to talk about everything going on. You say Talbot County, and people say, where's that? You know, maybe.
No, they don't.
No. But then you say St. Michael's, and you say Easton, and you say Oxford. You say Tillman Island. They go, that all fits into Talbot County? Oh, man.
We're taking a little trip.
And it's awesome. Yeah, and the cool thing is, when summer ends, the fun down there doesn't end. So mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. Jennifer Nguyen is the new executive chef at Zen 10 in the Donovan Hotel. She's been there 8 months. She's sort of new. Are you kind of new? But... Donovan's now managed by Kimpton, and she's recrafted the menu for 2014 and doing some really cool stuff with sake and Japanese whiskey.
Yeah. And a rabata.
I never heard of that, so that's going to be fun.
You need to get out more. Okay,
well,
so...
if you didn't leave me home with the kids, I would get out more.
I don't leave you anywhere.
Right.
You can get out on your own.
You're not invited is the phrase
you
I
You can
hear.
Make plans on your own. You're a big boy.
Mm.
So, later in the show, we're going to be talking about kids' fitness and kids' nutrition, which I'm really excited about. It sort of piggybacks on that article in the Washington Post this weekend about obesity and how we're tackling it and what we're doing with our children. So we have Tamara Yanchez. She is manager of Lifetime Athletic Reston's Kids Fitness Facility, which we should have one by us, but it's very exciting.
And they even have a longer phrase to describe.
Yes. And Miriam Winter, who is head of the Life Cafe restaurant in that facility. They're going to talk about kids' exercise and nutrition, not just physically, but mentally, which I think is going to be great. And Oktoberfest. We have hit that moment. It comes every year. We're going to be celebrating it in studio. We have with us today Christy Greiner. She's the director of brewing operations. And Matt Ryan is the head brewer. They're both with Capital
and
City.
And also the quarterback
Hello.
Of the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Capital City Brewing, they are going to roll out a whole Oktoberfest special at Capital City Brewing next week, but they have all these beers to celebrate
I think you should direct all your comments to me. Let's start with you guys, because Nikki's a wine connoisseur, but
Okay, we've been doing the show for 5 years. How much beer have we had in studio? Yeah, we have DC Beer Weekend every year.
Do you pop open a beer at home?
No, but I certainly have a palate. I certainly can appreciate it.
I do. So why don't we do a fast 411 on Capital City? I know you guys, you actually were opened in 92. You were the first brew pub in DC since Prohibition, right?
Yes, we were. We were the first ones to do it.
Yay you.
Yay us. We just turned 21. This we celebrated our 21st birthday.
And now you can drink legally.
Yes. So we are of age, finally. We celebrated our birthday back in August. There are two. We do all the brewing in Shirlington, and then we deliver our beer to the downtown location, which is on the corner of 11th and H.
Right, right. So talk about, like, Oktoberfest, what that means for you guys, both as a...
It means girls in lederhosen.
Okay,
that's what it
means. As a means facility.
That's disgusting.
But as a facility and as a brewer, I mean, what does it mean for you guys?
Oh, let's see. We are going to have, I believe the final number was 72 breweries. Everybody's bringing at least two sows of beer. We are going to have tons of
vendors. Okay, for those who don't know, what's a sow of beer? How much beer is a sow of beer?
What is?
You said a sow of beer?
A style of beer.
Oh, a style. I'm sorry. I thought you said sow. I'm
Nikki's
like, what is that?
Nikki's,
it's a secret brewery.
I know.
A sow of beer is a female pig full of beer.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
But we're going to have, it's going to be a good time. We're going to have... going to have an Oompa band and lots of German food and lots of beer, and it's going to be a very good time.
Excellent. And go ahead.
I can't wait to practice my German.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, good luck with that. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about the kind of brews you're doing.
Well, we just brewed a regular Oktoberfest, which is a Marzen-style German lager beer. Mm-hmm. And we also brewed a Smoketoberfest, which is a smoked Marzen as well, which we use... smoked German malts.
Oh my God, that sounds good.
And so,
do you know what that means? What do you think that means?
Yeah,
do you have any clue?
And smoke them, and they put the ashes in the.
No, we we do. We use a smoked malt, which they it's a little bit different kilning process than the rest of the malt we use for our brews.
But do you want to explain how
it imparts a smoky flavor?
It imparts a nice smoky flavor, so it goes really well with grilled foods and bacon, of course.
Mm-hmm. You didn't happen to bring some of that with you, did you, Letty boy?
He did.
We brought you some pretzels.
We actually did bring. Some Smoketoberfest.
Achtung, let's open up the bottle. I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, while they're doing that and pouring, let's talk a little Talbot County. My line for Talbot County. Hello, Cassandra.
Well, hey.
Cassandra's from Tennessee.
Yes, I am.
And she ended up at the Hamptons of the Eastern Shore here at Talbot County. But, you know, my thought about it, because I spent a lot of time in Oxford. We go down to Innitt Perry Cabin and Bartlett Pear and Tillman Island and all that. And it's really... It's one drive up or down 50 East, but it's so many different vacations and staycations and day trips and all that. It's an amazing thing. Tell us, you know, give us the overview of the county and what it's got to offer.
Well, it's an absolutely beautiful county. We have right on the Chesapeake Bay, so we have lots of waterfront, 602 miles of shoreline, but also beautiful farmland. So it's very diverse, beautiful, and we have so many things going on that you can't possibly do them all. Mm-hmm. So it's just a wonderful place.
Well, talk about how you guys manage. I mean, since summer is over and now that fall is kicking in, I mean, what are some of the things that you've got coming up, and how does, like, we brought in all these people here today. How does everybody prepare for it?
Well, we just shift gears. We don't stop. We just shift gears and keep going right on through the fall and into the holidays. The events that are coming up are we have the Oxford Bellevue Ferry is turning 330 years old. They'll be having a big birthday party.
I was at the first one. I remember it well.
Yeah. And then the third weekend of October is big, big, big. We have Tillman Island Day, fall into St. Michael's. It's the craft fair at the Academy Art Museum. I mean, so many things. And then Oyster Fest. And then we'll go right into Waterfowl, which is the big Talbot County signature event. Megan's here to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Buddy's here to talk about oysters. And, you know, oyster season starts next week. Where crabs will go on into November.
Right.
So much.
Well, let's start with Buddy.
Well, I just want to get everybody oriented, because all of this is only about an hour's drive from the White House.
How long did it take you guys this morning?
Yeah, it took about an hour and a half. If you put your finger on Washington, D.C. and draw a line straight across the bay, you're in Easton. It takes about 90 minutes coming over the bridge.
Right.
Not when I'm driving. I said an hour, and I mean it.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's put Leonard here. Right. He'll be there in an hour.
All right. So, Buddy, I mean, well, first of all, let's give a little bit on you because you're part of a
historic.
And
you need to turn your mic. There you go.
You got that historic restaurant that you're part of. So let's give a little orientation there. But let's talk about fall fishing because.
Well, why don't we talk about his restaurant first?
I just said I gave
him a
two-parter.
Okay, but then you asked a second question afterwards.
I gave him a two-parter.
Let's start with your restaurant.
Okay.
Thank you.
Guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Thanks.
Are you married, buddy?
I am married.
It's a pain in the.
Yeah. I understand what you're going through. Actually, I'm Buddy Harrison Jr. from Harrison's in Tillman Island, and in Harrison's in Tillman Island, we do a lot of things. We have a small hotel, restaurant, sport fishing center. We have an outdoor crab deck that's a second restaurant, and we're wholesale distributors of seafood all over the state. One of the biggest things that Cassandra said, Maryland's public oyster season starts this week, starts October 1st.
Okay.
And the prognosis for oysters in the bay is very good this year. Looks like it's going to be a great supply. It looks like they're fat and healthy. They have sort of turned to the page of what they were 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And looks like it's going to be a very, very good profitable season for both the oystermen and the distributors, as opposed to a very slow crab summer. So
right.
A lot of watermen, all the watermen that were crabbing are going to shift gears and probably start oystering next week, or if not, by the 1st of November.
So now, can you talk about what has been done to create these fantastic oyster beds? I mean, hasn't there been a lot of work to make that come to fruition?
Yeah, the state, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources has done a lot of work, Oyster Recovery Project in conjunction with them, and the local Watermen's Association, the old days of everybody fighting each other and butting heads. There's still some cross stuff back and forth, but the organizations have decided the only way we're going to win this and help restore the Chesapeake Bay is for everybody to come together.
Mm-hmm.
The farmers, the watermen, the as I say, Oyster Recovery Project has been great. We were talking on the way up. The lab in Horn Point has announced that this year they successfully planted more spat, more baby oysters than they ever have in life, in production since the lab's been there. And that's from the University of Maryland. They run that lab.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the watermen have bought into the idea of the recovering the oysters, restoring them. The state took a lot of ground from them, but the ground that they have, they've worked it very well, and it continually recycles itself, and it's coming. That's why we're actually going to have what we predict is such a good oyster season this year.
Well, plus the more shellfish in the water, the better for the bay.
All the oysters
right?
in the water help clean up the bay.
Right.
I think the adage is an oyster will. It's siphoned the bay seven times over. One oyster does in 24 hours the whole water
hard workers
cycle that goes through
hard
the
workers.
Bay. So the more oysters we can get
too.
Back in the bay,
so double whammy.
And Chesapeake Viagra. You know, oysters on a half shell.
Right.
May I just say that we know all about that. We have five kids, so we know all about that stuff, baby. That's why I look so tired. So let's talk about, because Tillman Island's really the epicenter of sport fishing down that away, and tell me what goes on there.
Since he doesn't know what sport fishing is, why don't you explain?
I have sport fished.
You haven't.
Well, yes, I have. I only caught blues, but I did it.
Okay.
You know, we like to say.
May I just say publicly that 17 years and ended right here. We're done.
Good.
All right. Not overfished. Don't
no,
over
no,
fish.
No.
How dare you?
rock fishing is our main staple in Tillman Island, and right now rock fishing is the best it's been in 40 years.
Okay.
We are the rockfish have rebounded. Fantastic, and they're prime right now. October and November are great fishing months for them. We catch our limit every day going out of Harrison's, which is two rockfish per person over 18 inches. We also have a lot of bluefish in the bay right now, so a daily fishing trip will include you catch your limit on rockfish. You catch about 10 or 20 bluefish a person. We're catching croakers. We're catching sea trout this year, which we haven't caught in about 12 years. We're catching some red drum. So a daily fishing trip out of Tillman Island will award the person that's an avid fisherman or the person who's never been fishing the opportunity to catch sport fish on the Chesapeake Bay and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Then when you come back, we'll clean them for you. We'll cook them in your restaurant. We'll cook them in our restaurant for you if you want to eat them there, or we'll pack them up for you to leave with.
Very cool. All right. Well, Shannon, I want to get into you. Shannon Dill, tell us a little bit. I mean, you brought in this gorgeous array of produce and cheeses from Talbot County. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, about 60% of Talbot County's land is in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And summer gets a lot of the publicity because of the summer products. But coming into fall, there's a lot of fall products still available. You get into your greens and kale, broccoli, all of those are available in the fall. And it's a great time to pick apples and go get some pumpkins and mums.
Right. Well, but you had said something about pumpkins. Like, it's not just pumpkin season. There's so much more going
on. Absolutely.
So tell us about the farms in Talbot County because, oh, wait, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the farming in Talbot County because I think in this world, especially in D.C., local is such a big term.
Absolutely.
So the question is are the restaurants and the markets really going local? Are they going to Talbot County to get their produce? Right?
Let's leave that hanging in the air.
We'll leave it hanging in the air. Okay. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Office in the District of Columbia Public Library are currently sponsoring a series of free workshops at the MLK Jr. Memorial Library located at 901 G Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. These free workshops cover a variety of patent and trademark topics. The next workshop will be held Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Register or call 202-727-1161 or send an email to education@uspto.gov.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Signs, so subtle we may not notice them. Signs like loss of interest in activities. Signs like insomnia, fatigue, or withdrawing from friends.
Hey, Jeremy, come play cards with us.
Even talking about wanting to die. These are signs of depression.
Hi, my name is Smitty. My husband, Congressman Jerry Connolly, and I urge you to take signs of depression seriously. Let your loved one know you care. Then seek help from a doctor or mental health professional.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
On Thursday, October 17th, join the Wounded Warrior Project for the Red, White, and Barbecue Charity Golf Event. The funds raised will assist service members who have been injured in the line of duty. All proceeds from the Red, White, and Barbecue Charity Golf Event will be donated to the nonprofit organization Wounded Warrior Project and will support a full range of programs and services for this generation of injured veterans and their families. For more information, visit redwhiteandbarbecue.com. That's redwhiteandbarbecue.com.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis on our fifth anniversary show. And we've got a bunch of friends in from Talbot County, Maryland, talking about everything going on down there, about an hour or an hour and a half, depending on how fast you drive.
And who's driving.
From here, Shannon Dill's in. She's with the Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about all the produce and all the farming. About how many acres of land is sort of under the plow in Talbot County? Any idea?
About 60,000.
Good Lord. That's a lot of veggies.
Well, is it just vegetation? I mean, let's talk about...
No, we grow grain crops as well. We grow corn and soybeans. Right now, corn is being harvested, and then our small grains are being planted, so wheat and barley. And the majority of those crops go to feed, it's animal grade, so it would go to feed the poultry and the cattle industry.
But as you drive, like, to Talbot County or into Talbot County, I mean, like, there's a farm stand.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
On every corner. It's fascinating because... When you're driving to other places, I mean, you just don't see that anymore. So is there some sort of way do you guys want that to be happening? Like what is it about that area that sort of fosters that?
Absolutely. We have three farmers markets that are downtown where people can go to get their produce. But we do. We have a lot of farm stands on the public roads, and we are very encouraged with that. And they sell not only their own produce, but other local produce that maybe they don't have the time, or maybe they're more specialty.
Okay.
So the markets are a wonderful place to stop and get local food.
Well, but let's get back to the restaurants. Because local is, you know, Nikki's right,
buzzword.
It's the thing. And so are you guys proactively going in and meeting with restaurateurs and chefs, or are they coming to you, or is it both ways?
It is a little bit of both, and they've created this wonderful relationship where they will talk and share ideas or share varieties that they want to be able to offer. You know, the chef may have heard of a product or a variety of a product that they would like to see grown, and they will talk with farmers back and forth. So it's quite a relationship that they've developed.
That's and the chefs driving the, you know, I've heard of some farmers who basically change what they're growing.
Absolutely.
Because a particular chef has said, if you can give me such and such,
well, they'll accommodate it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
All right, now it's time to talk waterfowl. Festival. Hi, what's on to Megan
Miller? I hope
Miller.
You won't duck the issue. Thank you. Thank you.
He's been waiting. I mean, wait, we got what? 21 minutes into the show before you
do
that one.
You just goosed me. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't
very
flatter
much.
Yourself.
All right, I'm done. Okay. What else is there?
Okay, so the 43rd Annual Waterfowl Festival.
Yes, yes.
What is that even? Like, what is it? Tell for people who have not had the pleasure, tell
sure.
them what it is.
Probably the easiest way to explain it is the Eastern Shore in a weekend. I'd mm-hmm. say we really celebrate everything, like the sporting and hunting culture of the Eastern Shore, the wildlife, the food, kind of the whole overall Eastern Shore culture. And the important thing is that the event is a fundraiser for waterfowl habitat conservation in the Chesapeake, and we've raised more than $5 million over the past 43 years to go towards that.
You didn't bring any of it with you.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
And what are you trying to, what is the conservation? I mean, what is your goals? What are you trying to get
across? Sure. It actually kind of what Buddy was talking about with oysters and things like that, we've found that it all kind of works together. So improving food availability. So the oysters and things that the ducks, you know, kind of dive in and eat, mm-hmm. And also providing land for them. So kind of those wetlands and salt marshes and things like that are very critical because the ducks and geese start out in Canada mm-hmm. and they fly down yeah. and then they winter here. So they have to eat a lot and sleep a lot here before they can make it all the way south for the winter.
Do you work with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation? Because the quality of the water is the most, you know.
Yes, we do. We work with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. We work with a lot of other nonprofit organizations to really leverage our funds to make a bigger impact. And that's kind of what our kind of new goal is not just doing things alone, but really who can we partner with? How can we leverage that to make a bigger impact?
Well, it feels like what all of you are talking about here today really goes hand in hand. I mean, when you talk about farming, talk about you know, conservation of the mm-hmm. waterfowl in the area. And, you know, even though you're still talking about hunting, I mean, it all does go hand in hand.
It's loving Mother Earth.
Well, right. And an important thing to mention, too, is that a lot of our sportsmen and hunters are very avid conservationists. They're the people that are out there in the field. They're seeing what's going on. And mm-hmm. they'll come back and say, you know, we got to do something. And that's how the Waterfowl Festival started.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us very quickly. So we only have a couple minutes
sure.
left. Let's find out. What's happening at the Waterfowl Festival?
Sure.
I want to hear what's going to happen at Tillman Island. We still haven't talked about the Craft Festival.
You guys have
there's so much going on and the Oyster Fest.
You have 12 festivals.
Craft. I said Craft.
Craft, yes.
Sorry.
So
that's okay.
Speech impediment.
Right. Or a hearing impediment. One or the other.
Sure. Well, Waterfowl Festival is second weekend of November, the 8th through the 10th, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's more information on our website, waterfowlfestival.org. Okay. But we'll welcome about 20,000 people to the town of Easton. Mm-hmm. And so we have events throughout. We do art galleries with world-renowned wildlife artists. We do sporting and hunting things. And for anybody who's a fan of Duck Dynasty, we have our own world championship goose and duck calling contest on Friday
cool.
and Saturday. So there's a lot going on, but we're short on time, so definitely go to our website. You can learn a lot more, and we're also on Facebook.
Excellent. Okay. And let's find out about, which one do you want to talk about? Tillman Day or the Oyster Fest?
Tillman Island Day is Saturday, October 19th.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of festivals someone in this area could go to enjoy oysters and the waterman's way of life, but we're the only festival that's put on entirely by the Tillman Island community. It's mm-hmm. sponsored by the fire department. All the watermen do the exhibits. They donate their time that day. They donate their food. We've got every kind of seafood that we catch on the bay available at the firehouse and in the park. Same thing, we've got a website, www.tillmanisland.com. You can go to that website, mm-hmm. hit the link for Tillman Island Day celebration, and look up all the events. We have a boat docking contest, Chesapeake Cowboys, Discovery Channel's looking at starting to do a new show called that.
Okay, cool.
Boat docking, power boat docking.
Mm-hmm. See these guys dock a boat in some 19, 18 seconds,
yeah.
some of them.
It's bringing a boat
it's amazing.
Into the dock.
Okay.
And boat races.
Reality's
okay,
gone
okay.
crazy. We got to get a show, man. All right, let's wrap it up with Cassandra. Cassandra, first of all, let's make sure everybody knows the web address for Talbot County and find all this information.
It's tourtalbot.org, mm-hmm. and we feature all of these events on our site. And I would like to call special attention to the Oyster Fest, which is November 2nd at the Chesapeake Bay Maritime mm-hmm. Museum. And the big event there is, in addition to eating oysters, they're going to relaunch the Skipjack Rosie Parks. Mm-hmm. So there will be another Skipjack on the bay under sail, and that's the original oyster dredging boat.
Neat.
Now,
exciting.
Last question.
It is.
And
yes.
You are a Tennessee girl. Does anybody in Talbot County have trouble understanding your lilting tones?
Aww.
When you talk, I'm just curious.
No, they love it.
Do they love it? I bet they do. You stand out.
All right. Well, we got just very quickly. So you have two more for October. You have Fall into St. Michael's.
Yes.
And you have the Academy Art Museum Craft Festival.
Yes.
Just what is Fall into St. Michael's before we wrap up?
It's a big October festival. On Sunday, my favorite is the Jack Russell Terrier races.
Okay, cute.
So just fall events. And then the Academy Art Museum Craft Festival features 65 craftspeople from around the country. Some of the country's
best. Well,
you
have in Easton, you have that whole almost artist row there with all those stores.
Easton is
awesome.
Mecca for artists.
It is. It's so cool.
And this is just one of the events coming up. We're excited.
Well, thank you all for driving today.
Thank you.
I hope you stick around. We're going to do more. We're going to talk beer again.
Right. Let's
Christy and Matt, step up to the microphone. Talk about the range of beers that you're brewing at Cap City.
We've been making a lot of beer. We have four that's on tap all the time. We have our four core beers, our Capital Kolsch, which we brought some of today.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our Pale Rider, our Amber Waves, and then our Prohibition Porter. But one thing we've done since I took over there in February is now we will always have a wheat beer. We will always have an IPA on tap.
Okay. Why? And why was that so important to you?
I bartended for a very, very long time, and people walk
that's
into a bar and say, what do you have? Mm-hmm. Of those, they always ask for those styles. It just consistently.
Well,
so we're not always. It's not always the same IPA. It's not always the same wheat beer. But we will always have. We will always have something in that vein. On
interesting.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Suddenly craft brews are everywhere. I mean, that's really the focus of the industry. Does that impact and in a good way inspire what you guys experiment with when you go to think about developing a new beer? What you've tasted from some of these little guys?
Well, you know, we are one of those little guys also.
Not in my mind.
Yeah, we're going to do about 2,500 barrels this year, which is not too shabby for a brewpub brewery. But there's so much good stuff out there. The American craft beer revolution has not just, you know, sparked a whole bunch of new styles for us, but also around the world. It brought back porter. Porter was an English style of beer that was pretty much defunct until the American craft brewers started making it again and resurrected the style.
It's
so
fascinating.
We try to
it?
Just have a good array of things. We do mostly ales because you can take an ale from grain to glass in about 2 weeks. But I like to try to keep a lager on as well. Lagers require at least a month of time, but they come out so nicely, and so it's worth the effort.
Great. All right. Well, let's hear what you're pouring next.
All right. Well, next, we're going to break into our Capital Kolsch.
Okay.
And that is a German style ale. It is fermented to give lager-like characteristics. It's fermented a little at a lower temperature. And so since it ferments a little more slowly, you get a nice, cleaner, more crisp flavor profile, which is more similar to a lager sort of.
Terrific.
All right.
Great. Okay.
So here comes more beer.
Thank you. More beer.
You know
love
what?
It.
And one of my favorite things to do is drink beer with sushi. And now we're going to be talking that. Jennifer Nguyen is the executive chef at Zen 10 in the Donovan Hotel. It's a Kimpton managed property now. And you've got an amazing background. I was just checking in a little to see where you've been. You were with Thomas Keller. Was this at French Laundry or Per Se, or where were you?
I was with Thomas in Vegas, in Las Vegas.
Even better.
At Bouchon.
Oh, my God. Even better. But so talk a little about your background.
Well, I'm born in Vietnam. I've, oddly enough, went into finance and found my way into cooking somehow.
But now you have this like stellar resume. How did you wind up?
Were you
all
baking your money? Or what were you
Well, I found my passion in cooking, and I realized that I had to do something with that aside from staying in the industry there. And working for Thomas and Morimoto has really brought all that passion to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So
as you went in to run your own restaurant at Zen 10 and sort of take over a restaurant that was already established, how did you go about, what's the matter?
Sorry, the beer went down the wrong way. I'm in too big a hurry.
How did you go about taking that menu and making it yours?
I think at Zen 10, it's more about the food is connected to my past.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is where I've been, style of cooking that I love, and places that I've visited, and all of that is encompassed in Zen 10, and I think it's fun because we really, it's about that perfect bite, and it's a lot of it is On the menu there, and it's there's enough for people to try. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we have about a minute before we have to go to a break. But for those who haven't been in, so now you're saying Zentan. I've been saying Zentan.
Nice, been so, saying Zentan.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato. Okay, just checking. I don't want to be saying it incorrectly.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, so for those who haven't been in, how would you explain the concept? And then we can get into the details when we get back.
Sure.
Get into the details of the sushi.
The concept is basically Asian tapas. It's small bites. It's shareable plates. It's you go in, there's food from the Verbata. Obviously, we have a great sushi bar there as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of fun to eat shareable plates. You come in. Big or small groups, you're not committed to anything. It's just a matter of opening up your mind a little bit and trying the food that's there.
When we get back, let's talk about the Verbata, because I understand you built it. You basically came up with the concept.
Excellent.
And cool.
All right, great.
I'm not sure people even know what it is. I had to learn.
Right.
I mean,
awesome. I knew what it was.
Yeah, of course you did.
All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. We're going to talk Verbata grilling when we get back.
Hey, here. Mom. Thanks. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wanted to be a paramedic, firefighter, or EMT? Now you can. Join the Bethesda Chevy Chase Rescue Squad. The squad responds to over 10,000 emergency, medical, and fire rescue calls each year, and most members are volunteers. When they aren't saving lives, most work or attend school full-time. No experience is needed. You'll receive top-notch, life-saving training free of charge. Apply online today at bccrs.org or call 301-657-5557.
Hi, this is Hillary Howard. Join me October 12th and 13th for the Law Enforcement Ride and Run to Remember. This year, we have 55 or 30-mile bike rides held at National Harbor Saturday, October 12th, and a 5K in Washington at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Sunday, October 13th. The Law Enforcement Ride and Run to Remember raises funds and awareness while commemorating the service and sacrifice of law enforcement officers. Go to rideandruntoremember.org to register today.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. It's our 5th anniversary show and our 17th anniversary of being married, you lucky dog.
I know.
And we're with Jennifer Nguyen. She's the executive chef at Zentan. Am I doing it right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we are eating some sashimi that is it's just like butter.
It's so
it's the greatest thing. But talk about, first of all, tell everybody what a Verbata is and how you went, why you had to design one and what you did.
Well, a Verbata grill is very much like a grills that you find here, but in Japanese cuisine, the Verbata is just a little bit bigger, and it's multi-facets. On one side, I have it designed just for kushis, which is meats on sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side,
it sounds better when you say kushi.
And then on the other side, it's for larger pieces of fish and meat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great because it's it helps with the rolling process as well. So I start with on one side of the Verbata, I start with a higher heat, and then as the food cooks, I move it to the right, which helps the process without burning it.
Well, and let's also talk. So when I went in for dinner, you did this fabulous table presentation where you brought out thin slices of beef, and then there was a hot stone in
correct.
The table. So you cooked it yourself. Is that a classic? I mean, where did you take that from?
I think it's a lot of fun. For mm-hmm. me, food is about all the sensories.
Mm-hmm.
You eat, you smell, you taste, you hear. And when you're cooking on the Japanese River Rock, you're really hearing the food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you heard it when you were there.
No,
the meat
it was a
on
lot
there.
Of fun.
It's like,
it was very cool.
Yes. So it's just a fun concept. I love interactive cooking at tables.
Well, you introduce new stuff to your diners, too. I said, naturally, I gravitated to something called kinky fish, which I don't know why. That's just me. I was wearing a camisole at the time. But how do you get people, how do you present stuff to people? And when they go, you know, what the hey, what is that? And, you know, how do you do it?
Well, first off, you know, the name in itself is a catchy thing, but I think
I'll take a bucket.
he needs all the help he can get.
That's not true.
The kinky fish is just, it's very seasonal. Mm-hmm. And we're coming into the end of the season for that. And it's a very, you look at, it's a white fish.
And is it like something that you, I mean, is that how you sell
it? Unlike anything you'll taste because it's actually very buttery. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think that a white fish is buttery, but it really is. You eat into it, it's very oily, the contents come out, and just slightly torching it helps to enhance the flavors.
Well, so let's talk about how you introduce new sashimi-style fish to, you know, the States. I mean, to, you know, people in D.C. I mean, sushi is a huge concept. People love it. But, I mean, I think a lot of people go just to certain kinds of fish because that's what they know.
Correct.
But given, I mean, our talk earlier about sustainability, needless to say, we're going to have to try different kinds of fish in as sushi. So how do you educate, like, kinky fish, great, has a great name. But, like, for some other fish, how do you say, no, don't do the tuna, do X? How do you do that?
I think it's for me, one thing is the that perfect bite. In our nigiris, every nigiri is dressed. We recommend that you don't do soy or ginger because whatever it is that we've put on there, whether it's a sauce or a condiment, it helps to bring out the flavors. And really, fish is about opening up your mind a little bit. Yes, every sushi restaurant has tuna, hamachi, but what we do is we're doing sustainable fish when we can.
Mm-hmm.
Our kindai tuna.
That's very honest because most people just say it's all sustainable. You know, not most people, a lot of people on their menus, and it's not always possible.
Exactly. It isn't. And we're going through great lengths because we actually have purchased a deep freezer, which freezes our fish minus 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps to preserve it a lot better and for a longer period of time. Kindai tuna, we will be the only restaurant in D.C. carrying sustainable bluefin.
Wow.
So our hamachi, the buri kago, is sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Our salmon is sustainable. So those are the things that I think once people understand the reasons, it will help.
Well, Buddy's right behind you. He's going to help you catch a bunch of fish.
Right.
Just go to Tolman Island and you'll be
right. We've talked about that. Right. Yes.
So one of the things Nikki mentioned to me when we were, you know, getting ready for the show is Japanese whiskey. What up with that?
Well, it's basically
That's such a good question. Why don't you just put
Well, it I mean, I never heard of it.
It's actually sake that has been aged in whiskey barrels for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so special. You know, everyone is familiar with sake, but this is the only one, and we are the only restaurant in D.C. that's actually carrying the sake that's aged in whiskey.
Can you buy it anywhere or just at the restaurant?
You cannot, yes. Only at Zenton.
Wow.
How are you serving it to people? Like, how are you introducing people to that concept?
Actually, the fun thing that we're doing is on our happy hour menu, or what we call our social menu.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually doing beer in a shot with that.
Oh, my God.
That makes it
It's
fun.
A great way to introduce it.
And then some slick dude comes by and sells him a room, right? Yeah. Oh, you don't have to go home. Yeah. The kids can die. You just sleep here. And that's great. Terrific.
The other great thing that we're doing at Zenton is we are actually offering a lot of sake flights. And so we carry quite an extensive array of sakes. And it's really a fun pairing of we do, I think, 3 to 4 different sake flights that you can come in, try, and just enjoy with the food.
Do you think
you
that people are getting more interested in sake? I mean, is there a great interest out there now for sake? Because I feel like it's appearing on more menus everywhere. So do you feel
there are more restaurants. You know, Pabu does a thing like that. I mean, we're seeing it more.
I think it's great. Sake goes well with Japanese cuisine, as you know, and so does beer.
Yes. By the way.
Here, here.
I think that sake is slowly making its way into the U.S. market. More mm-hmm. and more restaurants and diners are very educated, and they know. And what's great about Zenton is we bring in things that you can't get anywhere right. else. It's a lot of our sakes are rare. Mm-hmm. You can't just go to a liquor store and buy them. That's what makes it great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's make sure everybody knows where Zenton is and where the Donovan Hotel is and how to find you online.
Zenton is at 1155 14th Street Northwest. And
right at the circle, really, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We are right at the circle.
Best hotel swimming pool I've ever seen in my life.
It's very pretty.
Yes.
Awesome.
It is very pretty.
Yeah, great.
Voted number one rooftop bar.
Was it?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Well, so you did relaunch that bar, too.
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't really have time to get into that, but we can talk about that next time.
All right, great. Jennifer, thanks for joining us. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And speaking of beer and sushi, let's go back to beer. Let's talk Oktoberfest, because you guys have a whole thingy planned for out in Shirlington, right?
Right. We have the Mid-Atlantic Oktoberfest coming up next Saturday, October 5th. I think we're letting people in at 11 a.m., mm-hmm. But then we start pouring at 12 noon till 6 p.m., and if I'm not mistaken, I think the price of a ticket and admission is $25. And there's going to be a lot of breweries there. I think Christy was saying, I think we have 70 or 72 breweries showing up this year. And every year it just keeps getting bigger.
I mean, there's a bunch of locals, Mad Fox and
Absolutely.
Three Stars and all those guys. Yeah.
This is our 14th of these, but we made a definite effort this year to go more local. And
well, there's so much.
I mean,
5 years ago, there wasn't
really
that much
exploded.
Here. You guys were like the only game in town, and now it's a little different.
There are so many breweries now that have opened up in the last 5 years, and they're mm-hmm. doing really good work. And so I think, if I remember correctly, about two-thirds of the, perhaps two-thirds of the breweries that we have are Virginia or Maryland or D.C. They're,
it's amazing.
You know, they're local
cool.
people.
Very, very cool. All right, so.
Wait, will Dr. Punkenstein be there?
Yes, Dr. Punkenstein will be there. We're going to be tapping it at the restaurant the day before. This is our new pumpkin porter that we're releasing this year.
Mm-hmm.
It has got, it smells so good. It's got chocolate malt in it, so you get a little bit of that roasted, that nice unsweetened chocolate flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There is pumpkin, butternut squash, bourbon-soaked vanilla beans, clove, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, allspice, and then also some brown sugar went into the boil as well.
So how do we, we're going to be coming back to you, but online, how do people get information? Do you buy tickets online? You just show up? What do you do?
We're just doing sales at the event, and we are opening up sales an hour before the event actually starts. So you can get your ticket, get your wristband, go ahead and get into the venue, putter around, maybe buy a T-shirt,
get your
have
beer
a bratwurst.
On.
And figure out your attack for who you're going to go and drink first.
All right.
Are you pouring something next?
Yes. Let's see. We have one more. This is our traditional Oktoberfest. This is a Märzen. It's a nice malty beer. It's also got a good noble hop presence to it. This is not the same. It's two entirely different beers. The smoked Oktoberfest is not mm-hmm. just a smoked version of this beer. They're two entirely different recipes.
Okay, great.
So we're going to pour you out some more.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Well,
go ahead.
So if you're one of those parents that has a young couch potato at home, and we actually have one who is dragged kicking and screaming, originally was dragged kicking and screaming to things like parkour and working out. Now, thank God he's doing it. But, I mean, they'll sit in front of the video games all day and just get paunchy. And, Nikki, you want to talk about this maybe a little. There was a great article, if you can call Scary Great, in the Post.
It was a Paulette section, actually.
About childhood obesity. And it's very timely that Tamara Yonches is in here, where she's the manager of the new Lifetime Athletic Reston Kids Fitness Facility, Academy, et cetera. And Miriam Winters, head of the Life Cafe in the facility. And they're here to talk about kids' exercise and nutrition.
Well, why don't we just make it easy? And let's start off with the facility and what it is and how you both came to be a part of it.
Well, Lifetime Athletic in Reston is the sixth Lifetime facility in the Metro DC area.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fourth in the Virginia area. Mm-hmm. They are these ginormous clubs that offer everything that you can think of, from aquatics to kids' activities to personal training and nutrition. Mm-hmm. The cafe, we have a spa with a Medi Spa in it. So,
what age group kids there. Can come there?
Well, kids can come at the age of 4 months, and they're actually considered full members at the age of 12, so they can have access to all the amenities of the club at the age of 12.
Up to what age? You mean, because it's lifetime.
Yeah, it's not just a kids' facility. It's for everybody.
It's a totally different thing. So now, but not all the lifetime facilities offer these kids' programs that you guys are doing in Reston.
Well, they all offer some sort of kids' programming. Mm-hmm. Kids Academy is unique to the Reston location.
Okay.
We are the fourth in the country to launch our Kids Academy.
All right, so we have to take a break in a minute, but just give us a quick umbrella of what the Kids Academy is.
It entails activities for, we have what we call gurus, and they're teachers, mm-hmm. and they teach actual studio classes for the kids that include...
Okay, so for a kid with a speech impediment, saying gurus can be really tough.
Guru?
That was actually a confession.
There are instructors, and uh-huh. they are professional instructors and uh-huh. teachers. Some of them work for the county schools. Some of them have trained. We have art majors that are teaching our arts classes. Uh-huh. We have Zumba. We have yoga. We have everything that you can imagine for kids to get active and find their passion.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a quick break. But when we get back, what I want to do is talk about what else is happening at this academy. Because you said, you also... get them from the mental side, mm-hmm. but also talk about sort of the physicality of it and then how we add nutrition to it
as well. I'm going
to
make Miriam happy because during the break I'm going to eat this.
Okay, good. Of course you are. This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
These are healthy.
Come celebrate Central Farm Market's 5th anniversary season with the freshest produce, dairy, baked goods, fresh fish, meats, poultry, and specialty foods around. Enjoy music, wine tastings, cooking demos and classes, and kids' activities at two great locations, Sundays 9 to 1 in downtown Bethesda and Saturdays from 9 to 2 in North Bethesda, Rockville. Come out and see for yourself why Washingtonian and Bethesda magazines hail the markets as the best in the metro area. To learn more and sign up for the weekly e-blast, visit www.centralfarmmarkets.com. The two central locations in downtown Bethesda and North Bethesda Rockville are kid-friendly and dog-friendly, have plenty of parking, and great food. For a listing of food artisans, events, and exact addresses, check out www.centralfarmmarkets.com. That's centralfarmmarkets.com. See you this weekend.
We're all different, but if we all stand up as one, no one stands alone.
Won't you stand up, stand up, stand up?
One by one, we can change the world. It's up to you and me. On Monday, October 7th, let's all wear our blue shirts for World Day of Bullying Prevention.
Won't you stand up and use your voice?
Get your blue shirt at stompoutbullying.org.
If talking and texting interferes with a walk down the street, imagine what might happen if you're driving. Focus on the road, not your conversation. Your brain can't do both safely. No dialing, no talking, no texting to arrive safe.
Hi, I'm Brooke Delaney.
And I'm Congressman John Delaney.
As a teen, I know not to text while driving. My dad and I ask you to focus on the road, not your conversation.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking to Tamara Yonches and Marion Winter of the new Lifetime Athletic in Reston, which has a real focus on
kids
health and kids obesity and kids physicality, I guess. But I got to ask you something. One of the healthy things you gave me to eat was Elvis's favorite meal. It's a peanut butter and banana sandwich. So... to mention Elvis and health in the same sentence is the oxymoron. It's like, I don't know.
So, Miriam, why don't you tell us a little bit about the cafe there?
Sure. It's really simple to describe the cafe. Our motto is, if it's here, it's healthy. And so what that means is anyone that comes into the Life Cafe, they're going to trust exactly all of the products that we offer. So mm-hmm. what it's here is healthy means is that it's 100% all natural. There's nothing artificial whatsoever mm-hmm. on any of our menu items or any of our retail products as well. So we make it really simple to choose a healthier option.
Well, so what other than like, so for the kids, mm-hmm. you have something like this, the peanut butter with bananas, and it looks like it's on whole wheat bread or multigrain mm-hmm. bread. What are some of the other options that you have there?
For the kids specifically, our menu is geared towards high protein and good heart. good carbohydrates mm-hmm. to lead their active lifestyle. So we do kids-friendly items as well. So our kids cheese pizza we make from scratch as well. Mm-hmm. And then we have grilled cheese, the peanut butter banana honey. That is apparently Elvis's favorite food. Right. I did not know that. We have.
How old are you?
Young. Yeah, she's young.
Okay. The whippersnapper.
We have chicken tenders for kids as well. And then a cheese quesadilla that's on a whole grain sprouted wrap.
I would, by the way, pass on to them since we have beer and sushi here. And I'm mixing the beer, the sushi, and the bananas on. Very healthy and good.
Well, so chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. How do you go about making that healthy?
Well, ours are all natural. They're not fried. So they're
okay.
baked.
They're mm-hmm. baked. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And our chicken is range-free and hormone-free as well.
All right. So it goes mm-hmm. through everything. And let's talk about some of these activities that you're making available to kids. Because I was telling you off-air that my son is 13. And although he does do parkour, I can't bring him to my gym with me. You know, like I would love for him to get on the elliptical or just walk on a treadmill or something. But that's totally different at Lifetime.
It is. Well, we start with our infants, and we mm-hmm. do have some mommy and me classes, our studio classes that we are offering. But we also, in our play space area, mm-hmm. we have organized programming going on all day long. So okay. we do yoga. We do little activities with the kids in our play space area. But then in addition to that, we have our studios. Mm-hmm. And our studios is where you will find our gurus.
Right.
And they are actually teaching classes for mm-hmm. them. We're doing yoga mm-hmm. and Zumba. We have gymnastics, karate. We offer swim lessons every day of the week.
Okay.
And so our programming, we have over 100 classes on the Kids Academy side. And then if you add in probably another 100 swim lessons going on during the week. So we make programming for families easy and accessible.
Well, because what it sounds like is so nice is that a family, like on a Saturday, could come in and mom and dad could either take a class or work out, and the kids could take classes, swim lessons, or things like that. So the whole family is doing an active activity together.
She just did
together.
A commercial.
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, but it's...
But that's the whole idea behind
really
the Kids
hard.
Academy.
You know, I mean, unless you're going for a bike ride together. I mean, I work out. My husband does not. But...
What?
You don't.
Is this crap all over David?
No,
Day
it's not.
I mean, my God, of course I work
but
out.
But my point is that, you know, for us to all do an activity together, we have to find something that everybody wants to do. Whereas I think it would be great to go to the gym, be able to work out and know that, you know, Tess was taking a swim lesson and E was, you know, doing karate or something like that. You know what I mean?
And that's the whole idea. You know, moms today, at least out in the suburbs where I live, we mm-hmm. ended up becoming glorified taxi drivers going mm-hmm. from one activity to the next activity. And so by bringing all the activities into one place, mm-hmm. parents are able to actually spend the time with their kids. They're able to go take care of themselves. And then knowing that their kids are in a class or being mm-hmm. active, and then they can get together and they can go to the cafe and have a healthy meal. Or they can go to the pool and have, you know, swim together, go mm-hmm. to our rock wall, our beautiful rock wall,
oh,
and
rock
climb
together.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So really, we're changing the whole model for families so they're not rushing from place to place, driving through the drive-thrus and having that fast food for their kids. They're mm-hmm. providing.
When are you going to put one in Kensington?
There is one in Potomac. But you didn't. But the academy is only in Reston, right?
Correct.
Okay. And this is newly launched.
It
just started.
Well, Reston just opened on September 12th, so
okay.
we are a brand new facility.
Okay.
And Kids Academy, we're the fourth location in the country to launch
That's
Kids Academy.
Yeah. Okay. And so as far as working with the cafe, like, do you guys do, like, educational classes for the kids? Is there anybody asking for that kind of stuff yet? I know you're kind of new, but I was just sort of curious about eating healthy. Like, how are the kids responding to it?
We haven't talked about the classes yet, but I'm sure I have gotten feedback for doing something like that because mm-hmm. it is a brand new program.
Right.
We're open to everything right now.
I'm sure Elvis would like to take it.
We have a lot of parents that ask questions mm-hmm. about how do we get them to eat healthy. And mm-hmm. one of the ways is to take them to the cafe and they can have chicken nuggets, chicken
right.
fingers, which are healthy for them. They can have this wonderful peanut butter banana sandwich where kids may have before been like, oh, it's healthy. I don't want to eat it. But when they come to the cafe, it's beautiful.
Well, because healthy connotates not taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think it's just you have to not use the term healthy, or there has to be another term mm-hmm. for kids and another term for parents, you know, sort of like a code so that people both understand what it is. Do you know what I mean?
I do understand that being a mom of three and trying to get my crew to go from the quick processed foods to mm-hmm. more natural organic has been a journey for all of us. But,
okay.
you know, it's been successful.
Great.
All right. How do we find you online? Make sure people know that.
Well, you can find us Lifetime Athletic Wrestling on Facebook, lifetimefitness.com. You can search for the locations in the Virginia, Maryland area and find us that way as well.
All right, great. And a buddy just handed me, we're going to go back to Talbot County for a minute. He handed me a note that I honestly cannot read, buddy. So tell us real quick what you're...
I just wanted to tell you, Dave, we were talking about oysters and starting this Friday and every Friday for the rest of the winter till April at our restaurant. We have a Friday night oyster buffet. It's oysters all you can eat, 9 different ways for $34.99 a person.
Oh. Is that what this note says?
That's what that note says.
All right.
Hello. We have one more thing to say over here.
I wanted to kind of tie what Nikki was talking about earlier about the article in the Washington Post.